greet each one in Jesus' name. I want to welcome each one to this part of the service. As I was thinking about meditation this morning, there's something that we've most of us here, at least if you're from locally here, dealt with quite a bit this past week, maybe even the past several months. Something that we must have to live, something that a lot of the world doesn't have a good source of. It's estimated that 2,300 people die every day because of not having a good source of this. It's estimated that 750 million people lack access to clean water. If you think of that, 750 million, that is over twice the population of the United States. You know, it's, and something we take for granted so much, and something that maybe even this past week we got a little tired of seeing, hearing but it's something that when it gets hot, we lack it. You know, we want that above anything else. We just give anything for some good, cool water. I know a sick person was there at Ed's bedside after his the surgery, and he wasn't allowed to have water, and he was just begging for water, and they could only get just a little bit of a sponge on a sponge, and you know, in a lot of areas saw floods this year, while other areas are facing extreme drought and water's being rationed. You know, you have places in the United States that you can get fined for watering your lawn or washing your cars. You know, wells are running dry, especially in areas in California. Farmers that depend on water for crops, gardens, or for their animals. People that there's towns where people depend on their little farm to live on, and they don't have the water to be able to feed give their animals water, themselves, and much less their animals. The average person uses anywhere from 80 to 100 gallons of water per day. Water, something that I take so much for granted. Something that I find so easy to grumble about. You know, I told people that I don't want to grumble about rain in July, but I have to admit, when you wake up and hear it pounding on the roof, it didn't give me that relaxing feeling like it often does. It just didn't feel good anymore. You know, those that got up here in the middle of the night and stepped down into wet carpet didn't feel very good. Those that got flooded and end up being washed downstream because of trying to cross water that was deeper than they anticipated. They may have a much deeper respect for water. You know, the same water that we can't live without, and when it gets out of its banks, can be a grave danger. It can take down huge trees, devastate whole towns. This morning, you know, there's one verse I'd like to look at some verses out of Psalm. Psalm 42 is the first one I want to look at, if you want to turn there. You know, the Bible talks about, a washing of water by the Word. The Word of God compared to water. Psalm 42:1. As a hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. As a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. And you know, I have to admit, I don't always feel that thirst that I should. That thirst for the Word of God. But I trust that's our heart's desire. I trust that's what we were praying for this morning, yesterday, as we prepared for another Lord's Day. That our hearts were thirsting, that we're anxious to hear more of the Word of God. That our hearts are open to what He has for us. Psalm 63. If you want to turn over there. This is the psalmist David talking here. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed, and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after Thee, Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by Him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Again, talking about his soul thirsting, comparing it with water. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land. You know, we are in a dry and a thirsty land. But we have, you know, the Word of God is available to us. To see, he says, he longeth to see His power and glory. Because Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. You know, His Word brings satisfaction. It brings joy and peace. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches, in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. You know, beautiful place for the place that the child of Christ can be. Psalm 143:6 says, I stretch forth my hands unto Thee. My soul thirsteth after Thee as in a thirsty land. Selah. Then we go to the New Testament in John 4, the very familiar passage. We have the story there of the Samaritan woman that Jesus asked her to draw water for Him. And He told her that if you knew who you were talking to, He said, you could have asked for living water. He said, whosoever drinks of the water that I give, that water, they will never thirst again. You know, the water from this old well, you're going to be thirsty again. You're going to be drawing some more. But whosoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now, she was enthralled by that idea. But she didn't understand the depth of what Jesus was saying. You know, how many times do we miss it? We fail to drink deeply. We fail to spend time with the water that will meet our every need. You know, instead, we get so involved with the earthly. We get so ensnared with the details and the things of this life that we miss that living water. It's like the legend of the old goose that landed in a farmer's pond one day. And she mingled with the farmer's geese. And they convinced him to come to the barnyard with them. You know, there was plenty of food. There was a safe place to sleep. He stayed for a day, and he stayed for another day. Finally, his comrades left him. He stayed there all summer. When his peers came back through that fall, you know, he felt that stirring within him. He wanted to go. He wanted to soar again. And so off he took. He didn't get higher in the barn. He couldn't go anymore. Back down he went. He flapped his wings. And made it as high as the barn, but something had happened to him over the summer. So he came back down. He stayed for the winter. The next spring, that same, as they came across again, that same stirring. He flapped a little bit, but no, it's too good here. You know, that next summer when they came back by, he didn't even feel that stirring. Now, something had happened. All that corn, all that he was enjoying life, he wasn't able to go anymore. He was content to sit down there in the barnyard. Do we get so encumbered and so tied down that we're just comfortable just to sit here? We lose our thirst. We lose that desire to reach out for the water of life. We're content to drink from the local wells that have so much contamination. You know, I trust this morning that we've been praying that what God would give us a thirst, a hunger for his word, that we've come praying that he would give us the water that we need, that our hearts would be open to what he has for us. I'd like to read just a few more verses out of Revelation. Revelation 7, 17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto fountains, living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 21, 6. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You know, is it an option? It's not optional to have that thirst for the fountain of the water of life. If we have that thirst, he promises to give it to us freely. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's kneel for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You again for Your great love to us. We thank You for the provision that You have made for us and for the promises we have in Your Word, and that You have promised that if we come thirsty, that You will quench that thirst, that You will meet that need. And we just pray that You might help us to have our hearts open and that You might, to Your Word this morning. We pray for those many needy ones in many parts of the world that have a shortage of water in the physical sense. We just pray that You might meet their needs and especially the need for, in the spiritual sense of the need of Your Word, and that Your Word might go forth in strength and in power. Lord, just help us to be vessels to spread this Word, this water, that people we might show forth and reflect Your light in our lives. We just pray that You might bless Brother David as he brings the message to us. Just give him words to speak, anoint his lips. We just pray that Your Spirit might work in our hearts and lives this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. greet each one in Jesus' name. I want to welcome each one to this part of the service. As I was thinking about meditation this morning, there's something that we've most of us here, at least if you're from locally here, dealt with quite a bit this past week, maybe even the past several months. Something that we must have to live, something that a lot of the world doesn't have a good source of. It's estimated that 2,300 people die every day because of not having a good source of this. It's estimated that 750 million people lack access to clean water. If you think of that, 750 million, that is over twice the population of the United States. You know, and something we take for granted so much, and something that maybe even this past week we got a little tired of seeing, hearing that. But it's something that when we need it, when it gets hot, we lack it. You know, that we want that above anything else. We just give anything for some good, cool water. I know a sick person was there at Ed's bedside after his the surgery, and he wasn't allowed to have water, and he was just begging for water, and they could only get just a little bit of a sponge on a sponge, and you know, in a lot of areas saw floods this year, while other areas are facing extreme drought and water's being rationed. You know, you have places in the United States that you can get fined for watering your lawn or washing your car. You know, wells are running dry, especially in areas in California. Farmers that depend on water for crops, gardens, or for their animals. People that there's towns where people depend on their little farm to live on, and they don't have the water to be able to give their animals water, themselves, and much less their animals. The average person uses anywhere from 80 to 100 gallons of water per day. Water, something that I take so much for granted. Something that I find so easy to grumble about. You know, I told people that I don't want to grumble about rain in July, but I have to admit, when you wake up and hear it pounding on the roof, it didn't give me that relaxing feeling like it often does. It just didn't feel good anymore. You know, those that got up here in the middle of the night and stepped down into wet carpet didn't feel very good. Those that got flooded and end up being washed downstream because of trying to cross water that was deeper than they anticipated. You may have a much deeper respect for water. You know, the same water that we can't live without, you know, when it gets out of its banks, can get us a grave danger. It can take down huge trees, devastate whole towns. This morning, you know, there's one verse I'd like to look at some verses out of Psalm. Psalm 42 is the first one I want to look at, if you want to turn there. You know, the Bible talks about, it says a verse that says, a washing of water by the word. The word of God compared to water. Psalm 42:1. As a hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, Where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. As a hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. And, you know, I have to admit, I don't always feel that thirst that I should, that thirst for the Word of God. But I trust that's our heart's desire. I trust that's what we were praying for this morning, yesterday, as we prepared for another Lord's Day, that our hearts were thirsting, that we're anxious to hear more of the Word of God, that our hearts are open to what He has for us. Psalm 63. You want to turn over there. This is the psalmist David talking here. Psalm 63, verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Again, talking about his soul thirsting, comparing it with water. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land. You know, we are in a dry and thirsty land. But we have, you know, the Word of God is available to us. To see, he says, he longeth to see his power and glory. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. You know, his word brings satisfaction. It brings joy and peace. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. You know, beautiful place for the place that the child of Christ can be. Psalm 143:6 says, I stretch forth my hands unto thee. My soul thirsteth after thee as in a thirsty land. Selah. Then we go to the New Testament in John 4, the very familiar passage. We have the story there of the Samaritan woman that Jesus asked her to draw water for him. And he told her that if you knew who you were talking to, he said, you could have asked for living water. He said, whosoever drinks of the water that I give, that water, they will never thirst again. You know, the water from this old well, you're going to be thirsty again. You're going to be drawing some more. But whosoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst, but the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now she was enthralled by that idea, but she didn't understand the depth of what Jesus was saying. You know, how many times do we miss it? We fail to drink deeply. We fail to spend time with the water that will meet our every need. You know, instead we get so involved with the earthly, we get so ensnared with the details and the things of this life that we miss that living water. It's like the legend of the old goose that landed in a farmer's pond one day, and she mingled with the farmer's geese, and they convinced him to come to the barnyard with them. You know, there was plenty of food. There was a safe place to sleep. He stayed for a day, and he stayed for another day. Finally, his comrades left him. He stayed there all summer. When his peers came back through that fall, you know, he felt that stirring within him. He wanted to go. He wanted to soar again. And so off he took. He didn't get higher in the barn. He couldn't go anymore. Back down he went. He flapped his wings and made it as high as the barn, but something had happened to him over the summer. So he came back down. He stayed for the winter. The next spring, that same, as they came across again, that same stirring. he flapped a little bit, but no, it's too good here. You know, that next summer when they came back by, he didn't even feel that stirring. You know, something had happened. All that corn, all that he was enjoying life, he wasn't able to go anymore. He was content to sit down there in the barnyard. Do we get so encumbered and so tied down that we're just comfortable just to sit here? We lose our thirst. We lose that desire to reach out for the water of life. We're content to drink from the local wells that have so much contamination. You know, I trust this morning that we've been praying that God would give us a thirst, a hunger for his word, that we've come praying that he would give us the water that we need, that our hearts would be open to what he has for us. I'd like to read just a few more verses out of Revelation. Revelation 7:17. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto fountains, living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation 21:6. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. You know, is it an option? It's not optional to have that thirst for the fountain of the water of life. If we have that thirst, he promises to give it to us freely. Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's kneel for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You again for Your great love to us. We thank You for the provision that You have made for us and for the promises we have in Your Word, that You have promised that if we come thirsty, that You will quench that thirst, that You will meet that need. And we just pray that You might help us to have our hearts open and that You might, to Your Word this morning. We pray for those many needy ones in many parts of the world that have a shortage of water in the physical sense. We just pray that You might meet their needs and especially the need for, in the spiritual sense of the need of Your Word, and that Your Word might go forth in strength and in power. Lord, just help us to be vessels to spread this Word, this water, that people we might show forth and reflect Your light in our lives. We just pray that You might bless Brother David as he brings the message to us. Just give him words to speak, anoint his lips. We just pray that Your Spirit might work in our hearts and lives this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.